Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of September 2016, and this is the 444th Mol Out Loud podcast. I've just come back from a day of Qigong. It's called Guigen Qigong, which is about restoring natural harmony. So we were going through the five Chinese elements, which are also the five seasons, the five Chinese seasons as well, and which include all the meridians. It was quite a complex set, but it felt wonderful. It was a really lovely day. It was a beautiful day outside too. It was a sort of sunny when we left, but not very warm. And then we descended into a foggy Jerry around one town, and then we came on out of it the other side. And then as the day wore on, it got sunnier and sunnier, and it was really beautiful coming home, sort of very dramatic clouds with bright edging because of the brightness of the sun behind them. And the village, no, it's not a village, it's a little town, Signet, and it feels to me like the perfect sized small town. It's got all the essential things in it, like a bank and a school and a village hall or town hall, and it's got several cafes and a couple of second-hand shops and a fantastic shoe shop and a bookshop. But it's just one windy street, and it's on an estuary, is that right? Or an inlet, I should say, not an estuary. And with rolling hills behind it. It's a really, really lovely spot. And it's called Signet because there are so many black swans around there. So we saw it looked like a field of black swans, which seems a bit unlikely. Maybe it was marsh driving in. Anyway, it was a really lovely day, and I've got another. It's happening again tomorrow, so I'm going to be very well qigonged. As you know by now, you didn't receive a Murmurs of Mol. I didn't manage to finish it last night, and I really didn't want to go to bed late. I wanted to be fresh for today, but I did get up really early and I did some writing then. I don't often write early in the morning. I either have gone for a walk really early or I've slept on, but getting up to work is not something that I've done, and yet it's such a good time to write it before one's mind is I don't know, cluttered with other things that are happening. So I might try and do that again tomorrow morning before I go. We leave at 8, so there's not a lot of time in the early morning, but I got up at 5 this morning and I think I'm not going to get up quite as early tomorrow. And I'm not quite sure when you're going to get this podcast, because the MailChimp comes along in 5 minutes and there's no way I'm going to be able to finish this podcast and get it uploaded in 5 minutes. So you may well get it tomorrow, which will be a change. You'll have a Sunday podcast instead of a Saturday podcast. So everything's a little bit mixed up. And as you know, I'm really needing to write my novel stuff for the In the Flesh writing group that's happening later next week, or this coming week. So a fairly active few days ahead, I think. And we'll see how we go. We'll see how we go. Murmurs is coming along, and it should be out tomorrow. So you might get two things in the mail tomorrow. I do hope that you've had a really good day. Perhaps you've been doing something that is totally different from your usual life. Certainly for me, going out of Hobart is very unusual. I know I did a couple of weeks ago when I went on my Bruny Island adventure. But it really doesn't happen very often. And so, in a way, it takes me a bit out of my comfort zone, although I was being given a lift, so it was hardly arduous for me to go. But it was a change. It was a change, and I feel quite exhilarated. So I hope you had a good Friday yesterday, and I hope you have had or are about to have a really lovely Saturday. And a good Sunday as well. I know that for all of us at the moment, we've got this lovely still equinoxial doesn't sound quite right, time of this lovely even day and night, and temperatures that are just quite mild and although pretty variable as well. So I hope you're enjoying that, the stillness of this time. I'm going to stop now because I have got a creativity session in 3 minutes and I'm really looking forward to having that. And I think I'm going to be doing some murmuring in that time rather than I don't want to upload the podcast as that seems to be something that I do almost automatically, so I don't want it to be something that I'm focusing on in a creativity session. I'm sorry, I seem to have hiccups. Obviously my body is trying to adjust to all this work that's been done on it. And also I think we had to take something to eat. And I experimented. I went to the shop to get the ingredients and of something I knew what I was going to cook, and I couldn't find some of the ingredients. So then I saw these kelp noodles, which I've never had, and there was a recipe on the back. So I experimented by making this thing on the back of the noodle packet, and I've just been eating the remains of it, which was rather good. So I came back with some supper, sort of pesto and noodles. So I'm all fed, which is lovely as well. So thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday. Bye for now.